number of confirmed cases of measles in Quebec is now up to 136 from 119 earlier this week. Officials northeast of Montreal are bracing for even more cases. They said in an update, the 136 are all people who have not been vaccinated. The cases are centered around one religious group from the certain area called L'Esprit Saint. Authorities have said that the outbreak is part of one chain of transmission that started when the person with the order became infected at Disneyland. Did you get enough sleep last night? 45% of the world's population did not. This is World Sleep Day. A new study finds more than 80% of people say that they're just not getting enough shut-eye on a regular basis. Some of the common reasons include stress at work and money troubles. Derek Lee from the Sleep Management Group in Toronto tells 680 News there are things you can do to try to reduce your stress.
It wouldn't be right for me to say not to stress about it, right? It's almost inevitable. There could be some ways in which you could take your mind off of it, at least temporarily, whether it's incorporating more exercise in your life. Doing something that just makes you feel like yourself for at least short periods of time.
Every year, this event has a slogan. This year's slogan is, "When sleep is sound, health and happiness abound." Canada's Privacy Commissioner has found that Health Canada has breached the Privacy Act by sending letters to people about their medicinal marijuana. In 2013, Health Canada sent letters to over 40,000 people involved in the medical marijuana program to provide information on changes to the program. The problem is the name of the program was put on the outside of the envelope, so that told anyone who happened to look at the person's mail that the recipient was allowed to possess or grow medicinal marijuana. The commissioner found that the department breached the act because when it put the program name on the envelope, it was disclosing personal information. Health Canada has already made changes.